is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. An intense search and overwhelming grief in Texas.
The pain, the shock of what has transpired these last few days has broken the heart of our state.
Senator Ted Cruz getting a look at flood damage along the Guadalupe River. The known death toll is now 89, and Camp Mystic says 27 campers and counselors died in the surge of water. 11 are still missing. CBS's Jason Allen.
We were able to make it down the road to Camp Mystic, and you could see and understand in that moment why it was so difficult to escape. There's a large building on the property. It's the size of a huge barn, and the entire front was blown out. You could see that the doors were not on cabins and windows were not intact. Everything from the grounds was gone.
CBS's Maurice Dubois on scene.
Some blame the National Weather Service for underestimating the flood risk and for lack of urgent alerts. Others note that Kerr County does not have its own flood warning system.
Earlier this year, Texas lawmakers voted down a bill that would have boosted alert systems and communications for first responders. In North Carolina, rain from what's left of a tropical storm has caused major problems.
Flash flooding has left two people missing and led to dozens of high water rescues in Durham and the college town of Chapel Hill. Brooke Ellen Self was stuck in her car in Southern Pines.
The nice firefighter came over here and he opened my door and he literally scooped me up.
Many roads and bridges have been washed away. Flooding closed parts of busy I-40, I-85, and I-95. Tens of thousands are without electricity. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Now to the White House. CBS's Nancy Cordes says the Trump administration is urging several countries to come to terms on new deals.
Trading partners will have a few more weeks to kind of come back with their best offer, get their deal solidified before August 1st, or he's going to sort of let his original tariff rates snap back into place.
Well, President Trump meets today at the White House with Benjamin Netanyahu, as we hear from Jerusalem reporter Linda Gradstein.
The Israeli Prime Minister's visit to Washington comes amid a growing sense among most Israelis and Palestinians that it's time to end the 21-month-old war in Gaza. On the table is a 60-day ceasefire that would see 10 Israeli hostages released and a large amount of aid enter Gaza. Israel would also withdraw from most of Gaza. During that time, the two sides would negotiate a long-term truce and an end to the war.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 500 points. The S&P is down 58. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. He's telling us there's a chance. This morning in Milwaukee, Governor Tony Evers said he'll likely decide on a re-election bid within a couple of weeks. He was in town promoting the state's new budget. A proposal to expand solar energy at Racine Unified Schools will be discussed by the school board this evening. If approved, Case, Goodland Montessori, Walden 3, and Gifford K-8 would get new solar panels, a move estimated to save $300,000 a year. It would be an outlay of just over $5 million. Two men died in separate incidents on Delavan Lake Saturday. One was a 26-year-old from Texas who drowned near the Viewcrest area. Another was a 57-year-old Illinois man found responsive on a boat earlier that day. Authorities say both deaths remain under investigation. No foul play is suspected. The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee convenes at 5:30 at the library instead of City Hall due to ongoing elevator repairs. For details on what's being discussed, check the agenda at racinecountyeye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee to kick off a key three-game series. Freddy Peralta, just named to the All-Star game, will start tonight. The Brewers with a 3-1 win yesterday in Miami. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff got the win, holding the Marlins to just one run in six innings. Pat Murphy wasn't sure if Woodruff was ready.
His velo and his other stuff, it didn't indicate like, oh, this guy's going to go six today, but he located it well. And then then the second inning he was better, third inning better, fourth inning better, fifth inning better. It was like, wow. And he said, I'm coming to the end here in between the fifth and the sixth. And he went out in the sixth, and we had guys up in the pen, and it was great.
Woodruff says there's nothing like pitching in the big leagues.
You can't replicate anything that you want to in the minor leagues to get you ready for the big leagues. You just can't. You need to get in this environment. You need to get back out on that major league mound, and that takes care of everything.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Sunny and comfortable with highs inland in the mid-70s and lakeside in the 60s. Could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Heard the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget that's coming up in half an hour on WRJN in a long, long time. But you'll know it. It's coming up, 1:45-ish, WRJN.
Why do you fill me up, fill me up, buttercup, baby?
Just to let me down.
My heart. I'll be
heart. You are my toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. New game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see setting suns and lonely lovers.
From the fall of 1970, Green Eyed Lady, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The Brew Crew, I have imposed upon them a deadline of the All-Star Game, which is a week from tomorrow night, to catch up to the Cubs in the Central Division. Okay? So go Brew Crew. Listen to the game tonight. Pre-game against the Dodgers starts at 6:05 tonight. It's sponsored by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Again, 6:05 tonight, Brew Crew on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with stripes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Yeah.
Local News Timeless Hits, WRJN, with a great instrumental by Booker T and the MGs, Time is Tight. Speaking of instrumentals, it's Instrumental Week on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. And another instrumental that you haven't heard on the radio for a while before the hour's up.
To war. on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going fast all the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime? Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La di da di dee, la di da di da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Sonny and Cher, and WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. An update from Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The important stuff starts in finance. The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee convenes at 5:30 at the library instead of City Hall due to ongoing elevator repairs. For details on what's being discussed, check the agenda at racinecountyeye.com. He's telling us there's a chance. This morning in Milwaukee, Governor Tony Evers said he'll likely decide on a re-election bid within a couple of weeks. He was in town promoting the state's new budget. While here, Evers highlighted a major investment in childcare, saying it will lower costs for families and strengthen services. A license plate found in Kenosha County led to the feds taking down a nationwide network of crime. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Nine Wisconsinites accused of being part of a multi-million-dollar interstate car theft ring have been federally charged. The U.S. Attorney's Office says from 2019 to early 2024, a total of 23 people from six states named in the indictment were involved in the theft of more than 175 high-end vehicles from dealerships, factories, and airports, including Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. Those charged are also accused of transporting the vehicles across state lines, altering vehicle ID numbers, making fake motor vehicle titles, and selling the stolen cars for money and drugs. All the defendants are charged with conspiracy and face up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine if convicted, with some facing additional charges.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Sunny and comfortable with highs inland in the mid-70s and lakeside in the 60s. Could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Strategically
Simon, you're so vain. Well, geez, Carly, dump him if he's that bad. WRJN.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the field. Smells so sweet. You know you could have been some perfume.
Instrumental Week with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget Series and an instrumental that you haven't heard on the radio for a long, long, long time coming up. It got a big boost from a popular TV show back in the day. We'll get into all that in just a second on WRJN. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report says 76 for a high today and sunny skies. Water temperature is 70 degrees with waves up to 2 feet. And that's the WRJN Sand and Surf Report, sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating. From drab to fab, creating beach towel color one stroke at a time.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
The huge Summer Savings Spectacular is going on right now at Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine. Stop in today and save 20 to 50% on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. Disposables, gummies, carts, papers, pipes, CBD products, and more. Master Vape has everything you're looking for. And right now, you'll save big at the huge Summer Savings Spectacular going on at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Let's open up the vault door for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while. This one comes from a 1962 movie called Hatari. The song was written by Henry Mancini. Hal David provided lyrics that never made it into the movie and became a popular part of the movie. A lot of people pulled that song, the melody, out of the movie and recorded it themselves. Henry Mancini, for example, released a single of it, but it didn't chart, didn't even make the top 100. A group called the Miniature Men did, and so did Lawrence Welk. Well, thanks to Lawrence Welk's Saturday Night Network TV show, his version prevailed, even though it never made the top 40, which surprises me. So what song are we talking about here? We're talking about Baby Elephant Walk. Lawrence Welk, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon, WRJN.
Baby Elephant Walk.
Elephant to Walk. Lawrence Welk. Everybody tried recording that song. But Lawrence Welk won out with the highest charted version of that. I mean, even Bill Haley and the Comets recorded a version of that song. It's Instrumental Week all week long here on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets Series, WRJN. Timeless Hits, WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. Kurt Vollman steps in next at 2 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, he's got the 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 64 this afternoon. WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
WRJN. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The death toll from the floods in Texas is now at least 90, with many still missing.
I need to tell my community and those families who are waiting, this will be a rough week.
Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring, 27 of the victims were campers and counselors from a girls' camp along the Guadalupe River. Senator Ted Cruz.
There's still 10 girls and one counselor from Camp Mystic that are unaccounted for. And the pain and agony of not knowing your child's whereabouts, it's the worst thing imagined.
CBS's Maurice Dubois.
We got to look at rescue operations from the air, where the Coast Guard is scouring the area around the Guadalupe River for any sign of the missing.
We want to do everything that we can in our ability to help find any survivors that are still out there.
Since floodwaters inundated Central Texas Friday, crews in helicopters and on the ground have saved hundreds of lives.
Authorities say the death toll is likely to grow. President Trump will host Israel's prime minister at the White House later today. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem. A lot of Israelis support the latest ceasefire proposal for Gaza.
There is a growing sense in Israel that continued fighting in Gaza is not achieving any more military aims, with more than 20 soldiers killed in the past month. Polls show that two-thirds of Israelis support a 60-day ceasefire that would see the return of 10 living hostages and 18 bodies, and large amounts of aid would enter Gaza.
The Trump administration is revoking the terrorism designation of a group led by Syria's new president.